Tonight, after 10 months of so much despair, new light at the end of a very dark tunnel. For healthcare workers, it comes as the nation saw its deadliest week since April. More than 15,000 new deaths. Nationwide, nearly 200 hospitals at capacity, and almost one-third are seeing more than 80% of ICU beds occupied.
Things are really tough.
This virus is so, it's so serious, and people don't see it that way.
From coast to coast, hospitals have been preparing to roll out the vaccine for weeks. In Phoenix, this healthcare system doing a practice drill. In Louisiana, Ochsner Health making sure their storage unit is ready for the nearly 10,000 doses heading their way.
Those vaccines will go into these containers that are for cold storage.
So many frontline workers now breathing a sigh of relief after living in fear of contracting the virus and passing it on to their own families.
I've had doctors come up and tell me, I've not seen my parents in 6 months. I'm afraid to go home.
Dr. Paul Nee works at Danbury Hospital in Connecticut, where some 700 medical staff signed up for the vaccine in less than 24 hours.